This is VOA News by a remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Israeli military struck Hamas militant sites in the Gaza Strip early Wednesday in response to rocket fire toward Israel the previous night that coincided with the signing of normalization agreements between Israel and two Arab countries at the White House. The barrage against Israel began Tuesday night just as the ceremony here in the Washington area was getting underway to formalize the new agreements with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Two Israelis were slightly wounded. In response, Israel said it struck about 10 Hamas sites, including a weapons and explosives manufacturing factory, underground infrastructure, and a military training compound. Palestinians are opposed to the agreements with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, viewing them as a betrayal of their cause by agreeing to recognize Israel without securing territorial concessions. President Trump did not mention the Palestinians in his remarks during the signing ceremony. He acknowledged the normalization agreements between Israel and Arab nations was part of a broader diplomatic effort to pressure Palestinians into negotiating a peace deal. Gulf Arab countries had long conditioned full normalization of ties with Israel on the concession it provided and progress on the two-state solution, envisioning an independent Palestinian state alongside Israel. The Trump administration is touting the deals between Israel, UAE, and Bahrain as key foreign policy victories, just 2 months remaining before the November 3rd presidential election. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.